This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying the operation is a powerful testament to the valour and precision of the country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target and decide the timing. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Waters Treaty was unjust. He said India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail.
भारत ने तय कर लिया है कि न्यूक्लियर की धमकियों को अब हम सहने वाले नहीं है। न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल लंबे अरसे से चलाया, अब ब्लैकमेल नहीं सहा जाएगा। आगे भी अगर दुश्मनों ने ये कोशिश जारी रखी, हमारी सेना तय करेगी, सेना की शर्तों पर, सेना जो समय निर्धारित करे उस समय पर अब हम अमल में ला करके रहने वाले हैं।
Prime Minister Modi said India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra to create a powerful weapon system to thwart any attempt by enemies. Mr. Modi said in the next 10 years, by 2035, this national security shield will be expanded, strengthened and modernized. The Prime Minister hailed Operation Sindoor as a demonstration of India's defense self-reliance. Mr. Modi said he will stand like a wall to protect the interests of farmers and fishermen, and India will never compromise on their interests. The Prime Minister announced the introduction of next-generation GST reforms by this Diwali, aimed at reducing taxes on daily use items. The Prime Minister also announced the creation of a dedicated reform task force to drive next-generation reforms. He said its mandate is to accelerate economic growth, cut red tape, modernize governance and prepare India for the demands of a $10 trillion economy by 2047.
Next-generation reforms ke liye, hume ek task force gathit karne ka nirnay kiya. Ye task force samay sima mein इस काम को पूरा करें। वर्तमान नियम कानून नीतियां रीतियां 21वीं सदी के अनुकूल, वैश्विक वातावरण में अनुकूल और भारत को 2047 में विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के संदर्भ में नए सिरे से तैयार हो और उसका समय सीमा अपना कार्य पूरा करने के लिए इस टास्क फोर्स की रचना की है।
Mr. Modi announced the launch of the National Deep Water Exploration Mission to tap ocean resources alongside major expansions in solar, hydrogen, hydro and nuclear power.
देश को विकसित बनाने के लिए हमारे समुद्र के मंथन को आगे बढ़ाते हुए हम समुद्र के भीतर के तेल के भंडार, गैस के भंडार उसको खोजने की दिशा में एक मिशन मोड में काम करना चाहते हैं और इसलिए भारत ने नेशनल डीप वाटर एक्सप्लोरेशन मिशन शुरू करने जा रहा है। इंडिपेंडेंट बनने के लिए ये हमारी महत्वपूर्ण घोषणा है।
Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah regarding the situation in the wake of the cloudburst and flooding in Kishtwar in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said authorities are working on the ground to assist those affected. A massive cloudburst struck a remote mountain village of Paddar subdivision in Kishtwar district on Thursday, killing at least 45 people, including two CISF personnel and many Matel Mata pilgrims. More than 120 people have been rescued so far. A large-scale rescue operation is underway by NDRF, SDRF, police, army and local volunteers. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin at the U.S. Joint Military Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska today. This will be their first meeting since Trump's return to the White House in January this year. Ahead of the summit, Trump said he believes Putin is ready to end the war in Ukraine. And with that, we end this news bulletin.